All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are bringing you a special Lady Mechanica. This is just going to be two issues to start out and see how well it does. There's not a whole lot we can do for Lady Mechanica, as I explained in the post, but we'll do maybe two volumes, and that's pretty good, right? So let's go ahead and get started with Lady Mechanica. I'm not familiar with this character at all, so this is an introduction for you and me. For my pops, Hippolito Polo Benitez, 1936 to 2015. The Complete Volume 1, First Volume. Volume 1, The Mystery of the Mechanical Corpse. Let's see. Of course, this is Image Comics. Created, written, and drawn by Joe Benitez. Colors by Peter Steigerwald. Letters by Michael Heisler. And we got Lady Mechanica in The Mystery of the Mechanical Corpse. Let's get started. Chapter 0, The Demon of Satan's Alley. 13th day of September, 1878. Friday the 13th. Not the most auspicious date for this night's venture, if you believe in that sort of thing. Then again, what better night to hunt the Demon of Satan's Alley? I may not be superstitious, but I've found there's usually a kernel of truth in every story, even the rubbish printed in the tabloids. Bloody papers with their outrageous headlines. Now every gun-toting fool in the parish is out shooting at shadows. It's even drawn the interest of the Blackpool Armaments Company. The area is swarming with their hired guns, all searching for the ferocious demon terrorizing the east end of town. I've been keeping watch for the last 3 nights, waiting for it to return. Boom! Here we go. But Blackpool's guns are experienced hunters. Demon! Demon! I shot it! I'll have to be quick if I'm to catch the creature first. Where are you? I shot the monster! There's my boy. One might ask where a weapons company might be so interested in a sensationalized monster story, but I knew exactly what drew their attention. The same thing that caught my eye. Buried amongst hysterical reports of a demon trying to snatch children or steal souls or other such nonsense was a single account describing the creature as half-machine. I'm certain Blackpool would like nothing more than to acquire such a creature and dissect it, find some way to turn it into a weapon. Mechanical. I, of course, have more personal reasons for wanting to find it. Bullocks! Ka-ching! Poof! Ah! Ah! Slash! Ah, feisty little bugger! Ah! Slush! I've had just about a... Enough! Don't make me kill you. Alright, I'll not fight you anymore. It speaks! Dear God, you can speak! Yes, as can you. Are you all right? I feel very weak and tired. That's from the dart. Why you want to hurt me? I don't. The dart was coated with a soporific. a soporific to make you sleep, not to harm you in any way. I just wanted to keep you from running off. Why? Do you have any idea what a frenzy you've caused? You put a very big scare into the townsfolk. There are men out hunting you, some to kill. I did not mean to scare nobody. I was simply hungry. Are you hungry still? I am. I may have something. Ah, here we go. Would you like it? Yes, please. Thank you so very much. You are so very welcome. Why, you are such a polite little thing. Master, say we should always say pleases and thank yous. Sorry, but I have not eaten in days. Crunch, 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 crunch. It's quite all right. May I see your arm? Looks like you're not all mechanical. These wounds will need tending. So who is this master? He is my maker. Maker? Ah, Ah! Oh, I'm so sorry, little one. This master of yours, he made you what you are? Did he give you these mechanical limbs?
Yes, master fixed me when I get hurt. He made me better.
Where is he? Where can I find him? Tell me and I can take you to him.
Master, I did not know I was left behind. He forgot me. I feel weaker.
The drug is taking effect. You will only sleep for a short while. And when you wake, we will go search for your master.
Really?
Promise, little one. I keep calling you little one. Do you have a name?
Name? I'm Aki.
Aki. Well, Aki, when you wake, you will have to tell me more about your master. He is someone that I would very much like to meet. I'll let you in on a little secret, Aki. You and I are two of a kind. Never in my dealings have I ever come across someone else like you. You are very special to me.
Special? Me?
Your face. Excuse me. Try that one again.
Your face.
What about it?
I remember you. I remember you now.
You what? What are you saying?
You are older, but it is you. Long, long time ago. I have not seen you. Long.
Aki, please tell me. Who am I? What's my name? Where did I come from? Please, I've been searching for so long.
You are always Master's favorite.
Master? Who is he? What's his name? Please, Aki.
Aki, you named me. Splooge!
What?
No!
Good shot, Colonel.
Yes, yes, most simple task made easier by Lord Blackpool's wondrous gadget here. Colonel, I have commissioned you to bring the creature in alive. It is worthless to me, dead. Dr. Littleton, see to the young lady there. Poor child seems to be having a bout of hysterics. The rest of you secure the demon and anything else of interest. Yes, well, the calibration on your rifle must have been off. It's not a perfect science. But, sir, I calibrated it myself and...
Are you questioning my competence, Mr. Higgins?
No, not at all.
Miss, may I be of some... Don't touch me.
Miss, wait.
An unavoidable occurrence, Lord Blackpool. Regardless, my men and I expect to be fully compensated for our trouble.
This is unacceptable. You will...
Who's in charge here?
Young miss. No need to thank us. It is the duty of all good Christians to render...
Idiot! You killed an innocent being for no purpose. That creature meant no harm. It was just hurt and scared. Stupid fool! There's nothing innocent about it. That thing was an abomination. Its very existence a clear affront to God and everything that is holy in this world. There was nothing more humane that anybody could have done than put that mechanical monstrosity out of its misery.
Put me out of mind, then, if you think yourself so righteous.
Mechanica?
Madam, a word, if I may.
Here's two. Piss off!
Blam!
Huh?
Lady Mechanica, the infamous mechanical huntress. This is quite the honor. My name is Nathaniel Blackpool, of Blackpool Armaments. I'm a very big admirer and have been wanting to make your acquaintance for such a long...
Are you mad? You just murdered that man!
I do not tolerate disobedience. The colonel allowed his religious convictions to divert him from his assignment, and most egregious of all, he blatantly lied to me about it. I could not allow such a transgression to go unpunished. The rest of you men will all be compensated in full, plus the colonel's share for your hard and loyal work. I will also triple the fee for each of you if you can accomplish one additional task. Secure the girl.
What? You could not be serious.
Oh, but I am quite serious, my dear Lady Mechanica. You see, I'm in need of a live subject. As it turns out, you are an even better prize than that demon creature. I suggest you rethink your course of action, Lord Blackpool. You do not wish me your enemy.
Indeed. Gentlemen, if you please.
Don't make it harder on yourself, love. We don't want to hurt you.
Drick!
Very well, then. Let's have a go.
Easy there, lass.
Ow, 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 ah! Whoa! Ah! Crunch! Clunk! Crack! Clunk! Thunk!
Perhaps it would be wisest to depart, your lordship.
Perhaps.
Doctor? Yes? Might you have a blanket or towel in that bag of yours?
Yes, I do.
Brilliant! Would you be a dear and bundle up the little creature and bring him to me?
Of course, miss. Right away, miss. Mr. Higgins, take my pistol. Stay and hold back that mechanical witch for as long as you can.
But, sir?
Mr. Higgins, you would be ill-advised to follow through with your lord's orders, unless, of course, click, you wish to test me.
No! Kabam! Ah!
Here you go, miss. You are very kind, doctor. Thank you. You should find a more like-minded employer.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes, ma'am?
You're in my way.
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry.
Mechanica! You need to understand, I am a man of vision. New discoveries are made every day. But they are mere child's play compared to the wonders I could create with your machinery. Think of it, Mechanica. Think of all the mechanical marvels we could create. It would revolutionize the entire world. We will usher in a new age, the age of the machine. We would be unstoppable. The kings and queens of the coming century!
Ah! I trust we have an understanding.
Cheers.
Click, 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 click.
Chapter 1.
Darkeshire Woods, 7th day of August, 1879.
I am alone. In all the world, I am unique.
No others exist, not to my knowledge.
Part human, part machine.
What have they done to me?
Flesh and metal fused in an incomprehensible manner.
Click, 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 click.
Oh, no. Please, no.
Leave me.
Restrain the subject. Remember, we need her alive. We're trying, sir, but these electrons have little effect.
Alone.
Click, click, click,
strike!
Click, 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 click!
Ah! How was it done?
Chunked!
Help!
Bless it all! Use your pistols! A few bullets won't kill that thing!
By whom and for what purpose?
Coof, coof, coof!
Foom, foom, foom!
Sir, she's too close to the edge!
Hell! Is she dead?
I don't... Wait.
My past eludes me, but I will find the answers. I must find the answers.
She's still moving!
Chugga 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 chugga.
She's alive!
Chugga 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 chugga.
Field Officer Hollister, Commander Winter, whatever it takes. You allowed her to escape.
Shoot!
My deepest apology.
Whatever the cost.
I will discover who I am.
Imbecile.
Trooper Harris.
Yes, Commander. Secure a communication link with the Helio Arcs. I need to report this incident immediately.
Right away, Commander.
Trooper Anders, you are now in charge. Prepare your men for a search expedition. The train will carry the subject straight into the heart of...
Mechanica City.
Oh, Papa. It's more beautiful than I ever imagined.
Yes, Allie, isn't it a marvel? The most advanced city in the British Empire.
Welcome to Mechanica, the city of tomorrow.
Did you know your Grandpa Littleton had a hand in building Mechanica City?
Hiss, hiss.
Really? Grandpapa?
An overhead monorail connecting all sections of the city. And most importantly, the university. A great center for all learning and invention.
Ugh! Actually, Papa, it's the most advanced city in the whole world. Ah, yes, of course, you are correct. Oh, yes, he was part of the collective, a group of the greatest minds on Earth who set out to create the grandest city the world had ever seen. Buildings dozens of stories tall with steam-powered lifts to take you between floors. Ting, pang, pong. Truly, it's amazing to think all this came to be only 20 years ago. Thump! I can still recall when this was nothing but grass and marshlands as far as the eye could see. Young miss, are you in need of some assistance? Dear God! Help me. Medic, is there a physician in this station? I need a medic here. Papa? Yes, I hear him. Stay here and watch our bags, Allie. I shall guard them with my life. No need for such extremes, I hope. I'll be right back. Help! Medic! I'm Dr. Charles Littleton. How may I be of assistance? The young lady over here. Her arms, is that... Mechanica! It's that lady Mechanica! Everybody stand aside! Well, doctor, can you determine what ails her? She's dead! Derbyshire Woods. I'm afraid the subject has escaped, sir. It's en route into Mechanica City. This is most unfortunate, Commander. The officer responsible has already been reprimanded, and my men are prepared and ready for a search. Be discreet, Commander. The city is her territory. If she gets wind of this, there is no doubt she'll involve herself. Understood, sir. But if we do happen upon her, well, I have a score to settle. Yes, as do I. In the outskirts of Mechanica, the city of tomorrow. Knock, knock. Good day, Mum. Welcome to Woodside Manor. I'm the housekeeper, Miss Havendash, at your service. How may I help you? I'm looking for Dr. Charles Littleton. Is he by chance staying here? Why, yes, he is. He arrived just this morning with his little one. Please come in and I'll go fetch him. Who may I say is calling? Please let him know Lady Mechanica wishes to have a word with him. Oh, my, yes, of course, Lady Mechanica. I'll go get him for you. You may wait in the study if you like. Thank you, Miss Havendash. You are not her. I beg your pardon. You claim to be the Lady Mechanica, but you cannot possibly be her. Are you certain of that? Yes, very. You look nothing like her, and I should know. Oh, how so? I've read everything there is to read about Lady Mechanica, so I'm quite comfortable in saying I'm an expert on her. I see, so tell me, why are you convinced I am not her? To begin with, she has big machines for legs and arms, which you clearly do not have. Clearly. What else? Lady Mechanica has impeccable style and grace. She would never be caught dead in an outfit like yours. What's wrong with my outfit? It's what? Frumpy. Frumpy? Yes, frumpy. I could perhaps picture Miss Havendash or possibly my grandmom in that dress, but not the Lady Mechanica. Never her. How on earth would she fight villains and monsters wearing all that frumpery? Well, you have me there. Perhaps she would wear such an outfit when she wanted to be a bit more inconspicuous to avoid rude comments. Inconspicuous? I don't know what that means, but I say no. The Lady Mechanica does not care what others say about her. She is her own woman, as am I. Yes, I can see that. So you admit you are an impostor. Well, you've presented a very strong argument. I guess I'm not Lady Mechanica. Of course not. I knew I was right. Lady Mechanica? No, Papa, I'm sorry to tell you, this woman is definitely not Lady Mechanica. I've no idea who she is, but if I were you, I would be very wary of what she has to say. If you need me, I'll be in my room. Good day, madam. I'm terribly sorry, Lady Mechanica. My daughter, Allie, I hope she wasn't too much of a bother. Not at all, Doctor. I found her quite delightful. Now tell me about Blackpool's involvement with the mechanical woman you found this morning. But Blackpool? I don't know anything about Blackpool. You are employed by Blackpool Armaments, as I recall. Was employed. And only that one time, that expedition, the time we met, I never took any more jobs from them after that. So it's just coincidence that you, a former associate of Blackpool, was present when the mechanical corpse was found? Something I'm sure Blackpool would be very interested in? Yes, I mean, I don't know. I'm just in town for the convention. Blackpool's here, too. Certainly, he's a sponsor. It's a very big exhibition on the works of industry held once a year. Mechanicon. Yes, you've heard of it? Doctor, I live in the city. You cannot walk the streets these next few days without bumping into some fool dressed up in their latest contraption. Yes, isn't it marvelous? It's my first time attending. I'm quite excited about it. All the world's greatest inventors and industrialists will be there. Swan and Bell and even Charles Darwin himself. I brought his book with me just in case. Maybe I can get an autograph. Doctor? Yes? The mechanical woman? Oh, right. So sorry. And would you mind drawing the curtains? Oh, yes, of course. Is that better? Yes, thank you, Doctor. I understand you were at the train station when she arrived, that you declared her deceased. Yes. I don't know where she came from. She was just lying there, crumpled on the floor, already expired by the time I got her. Excuse me, by the time I got to her. And the cause of death? I'm not certain. She had gunshot wounds and what appeared to be burn marks, but she was also bleeding from her eyes and nose. Her mechanical components appeared to be dissociating, coming apart. It seemed to have opened the brachial artery in her left arm. In my opinion, I think she simply bled to death. I see. There was something strange about her blood, though. What about it? It was very dark, almost like what, Doctor? Like petrol. Petrol. Interesting. What of her components, Doctor? Were they similar to mine? Well, I don't... Would you allow me to examine them, to look at your arm? Yes, of course, Doctor. Somewhat similar, though not exactly the same. Metal, too, but hers seemed a bit cruder. Yours feels... Smack! Gah! I'm so sorry, Doctor. I should have warned you. My components can be rather sensitive. Are you all right? Oh, yes, it was nothing. I'll be fine. Your mechanics can sense touch? Fascinating. Not at all like other prosthetics. I can't even begin to fathom how that was accomplished. The other woman's mechanics did not seem as sophisticated, though. I can't say for certain without examining them further. I'd very much like to examine her myself. Do you know where she is now? They said they were taking the body to the Ministry of Health. 314 Faraday Street. Clink, chink, clink, clink. Kizik. Tring, clink, squeak, cough, cough, slink, clink, clink. You're dead, Mechanica. Why haven't you heard? It's all over the papers. Lewis, what the bloody hell do you want? More brandy if you got any, and seems to have run out. Bourbon, too. When I commissioned you to construct a security system for me, Mr. Lewis, I intended for it to keep everyone out. What, even a good friend like me? Whoever said we were friends, let alone good ones? Ha! You'd be lost without me, and you know it, being as I'm the only one whatever comes calling. You really should be a bit more appreciative when I grace you with my company. Mr. Lewis, I tolerate you and your company, and that's being incredibly generous. Are you a go again? Excuse me, try that one again. Are you go again with that gracious disposition of yours? And there I've wandered, worried sick about you all day. Thinking the worst had gone, and you finally got it yourself killed. Ooh, no, that was bad. And here I've been worried sick about you all day, thinking the worst that you finally, excuse me, that you'd gone and finally gotten yourself killed. I'm busy, Lewis. I haven't the time for you or your nonsense today. Got a case, do you? A real one? Or are you just looking into the mechanical lady what was found today? The one that is dead? Fuck her off, Lewis. You are, aren't you? Think it's connected to you? That'll all lead you to the answers you've been searching for? Leave it alone, I tell you. It's a waste of time. When are you going to learn? Obsessing with the past will lead to nothing but heartache. Trust me, I should know. Look, the reason I'm here, there's a village up north having a bit of trouble with werewolves or night creatures of some sort. You know, usual. Let's head out there. I'll bring my gadgets. You bring your petty little self. I'll split the bounty with you, 50-50. What do you say, Mechanica? Sound good? All right, 60-40. Better, Mechanica? Mechanica? Ministry of Health. The authorities found me locked in some madman's basement, surrounded by corpses and body parts and mechanical contraptions. At least that's what I was told. I still have no memory of it or the time before. Excuse me, or of the time before. But I remember what came after. They rescued me, only to lock me away in their own Ministry of Health. A forbidding institution. A place to keep all the questionable subjects. Click, 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 ching. The diseased, the misshapen, the insane, and apparently, the mechanical. Oh no, poor child. You were barely out of girlhood, and not much older than myself when I was found. They robbed you of your life just when it was about to begin. I would do my best to find those responsible and make them pay. I promise it. Now, love, let's see if you hold any secrets that may help lead me to the butchers. I apologize for the intrusion. Dark sclera, like mine, but with a white iris. Unusual eye drop, perhaps a memento from who you were before they mutilated you. Components formed from metal, but no, not quite like mine, or Ucky's. Was this done by the same person who made him? The same person who made me? Come now, love, let's get you home. What? Whoom! Sizz, fizz, kiss! A whoom! Crash! Bollocks! Alright, and that's where we're gonna end it for now. If you guys like it, let me know, and we'll do some more Lady Mechanica with Spawn as it was originally supposed to be done. Just didn't get the time. Alright guys, I'm out. See you next time.